sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk.
Episode 124. Needed money for Atari. Okay, this one's gonna be tough. Okay, bear with me. For the streets robbed me. Wasn't educated properly. Well, fuck y'all. I needed money for Atari.
Message.
Was so young, my big sis still playing with Barbie. Young brother, big city, 8 million stories. Old heads taught me, youngin, walk softly. Carry a big clip that'll get niggas off me. Keep coke in coffee, keep money smelling mothy. Change is cool to cop, but more important is lawyer fees. That's how it is now. That's how it always be. I never change. This is always me. Keep going. All right, fine. From the womb to the tomb, from now till my doom. Oh, that's deep. I like that one. Drink army from one cup. Pass it around the room. That's a family, nigga. That's the ritual. Big grand. I ain't forget you, fool. And all that bullshit you trying to get through. This is crew love. Excuse me. And all that bullshit you trying to get through. This is crew love. More music and more drugs. Rival crews. Get your black suit up. I'll never change. There's some of this. All right. Welcome et bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, Beat Black, a.k.a. Beat Blizzard, a.k.a. Beat Up Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, and a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Ding, 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 ding. Before I start the show, I want to welcome all you listeners, especially returning listeners and new listeners. But for you listeners, I need to give you a heads up that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Butch Music. Today's date is November 5th, 2023. Daylight saving time. The day of daylight savings time. And this episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. That's what's up. I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background. Hold on, I'm going to close my door. That's my washing machine and dryer working together, hand in hand, to get me clothed. Anyway, yeah, the zipper's banging against the... It was just a clink-clink-clink. It was just getting annoying. Yeah, I purposely brought up how today's daylight savings time. I'm grateful for the extra hour on the other end. Jesus Christ. I just realized how much I don't like artificial lights. I don't usually complain about nighttime. I just complain when nighttime shows up a little too early and stays around too late. And that's what I miss about winter. I mean, summer. I just realized that. It just hit me. I can't explain it. But I guess I need to fill myself with some vitamin D. All right. Okay, let's get this show going, man. Because someone needs to get high. All right, yeah. What was I saying? Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Hey. Well, again, welcome back, returning listeners. If you're new listeners, this is just to help you get situated. Just a quick explanation on this podcast. I like to break it down into three parts, or three acts, if you will. And first act is the introduction, which is what I'm doing now. Second one is called News and Random Thoughts. And last one is Final Thoughts. And every act is separated by this sound. Right, I guess I should. So that's like intermission, sound for intermission. And also, when I start having commercial, that's where I'll be plugging in. But it doesn't matter. But yeah, in the introduction, I like to do shit like start with the theme song and recite some poetry, usually by some of my favorite rappers. And usually that poetry relates to the final thoughts. And do shit like... remember some dates, important dates and quotes. So like right now, November 2nd, 1979, Shakur escaped Clinton Correctional Facility. Excuse me. Asada Shakur escaped Clinton Correctional Facilities for Women in New Jersey. Yeah, I put out the whole Wikipedia entry for Asada Shakur, but if you want to know more details about that escape, just jump to the part of that article that says escape. I'm making sure that I am not misleading you folks. Is there, it should be one, imprisonment? Yeah, escape. I had no idea. Right, okay, how long is this? Yeah, early 1989, the family, a group of BLA members, began to plan Shakur's escape from prison. I didn't know that part. Then again, there's a lot of about black history I don't know. But yeah, okay. What other dates worth remembering? Things I'm remembering, you know, happened this week. So, on this day, okay, this tweet just popped up, was on my feed. So, on this day, hold on, Shirley Chisholm in 1968 became first black woman elected to the United States Congress. Now, even though she didn't win, that is a big deal for a lot of us. I'm trying to imagine what it must have been like being around that time. Okay, let me make sure. When she says on this day, is that November 1st or November? Or hold on, let me just confirm what they mean by on this day. Because I like to be. She ran in office, three leader. Okay, oh man, early career. Damn, I'm not sure if she meant November 4th or initially 1968. Oh man, yeah, okay, so much for preparation, folks. Oh, presidential campaign. July 1971, no, that's saying it. Announced the presidential campaign, 25th. What do you mean on this day, God damn it? Okay, sorry, guys. November. Oh, man, sorry. I'm doing a search for the word November and on this side. Early education. Oh, she was born on November 30th, but... oh, man. I'm sorry about that. Damn. Okay. Let me see if it goes in. Oh, you know what? The link's in the show notes, all right? So I'm not sure if on this day means... oh, I know how. I will confirm. She meant... okay. This was posted... ah, November 5th. Okay, November. Wait, but I got this article yesterday, 11 a.m. You know what? Doesn't matter. Fuck it. On this day, November 5th, Shirley Chisholm, 1968, became first black woman elected to the United States Congress. Oh, you know what? When was Shirley Chisholm? Reagan was depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of the silent. Elected into Congress. All right. Because this is the information age. There's no reason not to know, not to not know. Politician. She became the first black woman lit in the Congress. Yeah, but it wasn't. No, her birthday's on November 30th. Okay, well, it looks like I'm not going to find that information. Let's just assume they met November 5th. November 5th, 1968. All right, I apologize. I don't know what this is driving me nuts. You know, I'm feeling a little fatigued right now, and my brain is not working properly. Yeah, you know what? Okay, about Shirley Chisholm, the story that gets me is she's got a quote about how my sister went through a lot. How it wasn't just white folks giving her a hard time. It was black dudes too, or not just black, but black dudes, black folks who were into that. Oh, women should be ready for, look, I'm thinking of all the flack Barack Obama got when he was running for president. So I can only imagine what this poor soul went through. But shout out to her, man, for breaking down barriers. All right, what else do we want to remember? That was some history. Okay, some other parts of history is November 4th, 1997. Jay-Z released his sophomore album, In My Lifetime, Volume 1. Easily, if you ask me what's my favorite track on that album, it's easily Where I'm From. And another date to remember, November 5th. What year was that again? You're not going to put the year? Jesus Christ. On November 5th, Don Caluminati was released. Pop blessed us with the Don Caluminati album. I still remember. Yeah, these guys. 7 Day Theory. Okay, man, let me get you the year since I did it for Jay-Z there. Jay-Z there. Okay, so that album was released November 5th, 1996. Yeah, I still remember. Running, not walking, running. Okay, I walked, but you know, because I was a fat kid. But I running to the HMV. That was our music store. I was going to say record store, but you kids might get confused. But running to the HMV to pick up my cassette, my copy of the Machiavelli. And I remember this was before the internet, right? And so much had gone on with Tupac. Wait, was this when he died or after? He died on September 13, 1996. Yeah, so he just died. This album came out, and this was my last. It was an attempt to reach out, to connect with Pac. It's just, you know, okay, people who knew him called him. But me, it was, that album was my connection to him. And I still remember listening to Against All Odds, the last track on the album. And damn, you thought he was speaking from the coffin, from the graveyard, from the ground. And it was deep. I still remember that release date. Well, not the whole day, but running to HMV. Was it still around or Rito Center? It doesn't matter. To pick up my copy of Don Caluminati, 7 Day Theory. Yay. Okay. All right, and yeah, that's all I do. Usually, sometimes I read a quote, but there's no way to quote for today's introduction. So, which means let's just jump to news and random thoughts. All right, okay. So here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not gonna drag on. Real quick. Here's a random thought. It just hit me while I was watching an episode of Law and Order SVU. And one of the characters was a rapper. And I noticed this pattern where it seems like every time you see a rapper, not just the actor, I'm saying every time you see a character play a rapper on the show, they're usually a villain. It's so bad. You know, I think I blame Pac, man, because he started that shit with Bishop. No, that's not true. That's not true. What I'm asking is there a movie or a TV series where a rapper plays a good guy? Okay, you know what? I guess I'm thinking of what's that movie? Those movies called Fast and Furious and Ludacris. I guess he's with the good guy, even though he's an out of law person. But here's where I'm going with this. I feel like rap has inherited part of being a rapper. It's like the music for the bad guys. And if that's the case, it's like the music for the villain. And if that's the case, then we shouldn't be surprised that rappers like Big Red would come out and say, you know, yeah, I am pro-Trump. We miss Trump. I shouldn't be surprised that there's this tendency on rappers to just say shit. Fucked up shit like, what was it, Waka Flocka, talking about he's pro-Trump. Then again, yeah. I don't know. Okay, I guess let's go back to my initial question. Is there a movie? You know, I'm sure there is. Feel free to send them to me, man. Movies or TV shows where rappers or the character who plays the rapper is not an asshole. There we go. That's really what I'm asking. All right. I'm going to bring up two pet peeves, man. First one, and it's driving me nuts. I realize how much I hate soggy buns. I just made myself a sandwich. Make daddy a sandwich. Yeah, I made myself a sandwich, and I put tomato in that shit. And I guess I didn't properly drain it, but all I know is the sandwich sucked. It was ruined. But what made it worse was the sogginess. Pet peeve. Second pet peeve. You know, I'm starting to realize that I do not like, I'm annoyed, but not like annoyed, not enough to tell the person that I'm annoyed, but enough to be like, what's the point? Enough to bring it, to make it a conversation, but people who the whole good old days, talking about the good old days. I mean, you know, I could talk about the good old days. It's more, some folks are stuck on the good old days. And yeah, I'm thinking about a scene in Sopranos when Tony has enough of Polly, and I can't forget the other character's name, Beansy. And they're talking about, and they keep starting out, remember when this happened, when they did that? And Tony just says that, yeah, remember when is the lowest form of conversation. Yeah, no, I just, I was with some folks who like reminisce about the good old days. Maybe what bothers me is the fact that I was never part of those days, so I've never know what they're talking about. But it feels like it could be like an I don't know. It's borderline. I mean, I've done it. Don't get me wrong. I've done it. I don't know if I've ever done it to the point of someone being, all right, move on. What the fuck? All right. Okay, we get it. And it's not just, I mentioned people I work with, but I have friends who are like that. We haven't met in a while. We haven't spoken in a while. When we talk, all we do is reminisce about the old days. And what sucks is, you know what the old days for us was? High school. Not fucking Vietnam. Not fucking, not in war. Not anything interesting. Fucking high school. Remember when you fucked that bitch? Remember that bitch? Remember she was a hoe? Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck? Holy shit. I'm just, pet peeve, man. It's my podcast, and I do shit like that, all right? Because that's why I bring it up. Last but not least, speaking of catching up with old friends, this week I caught up with a friend, and that's so funny. I might tie it up to the final thoughts here, but it's a friend came in town from Indonesia. And we had a moment where as we were catching up, whatever. Okay, yeah, speaking about the old days, whatever. But no, we weren't stuck on the old days, but we were catching up. But there was a moment when, shit made me laugh, pure coincidence, we're at a restaurant, Asian fusion type restaurant, and it was his idea. And he ended up talking to one of the staff who happened to be from Indonesia. And this nigga spoke to them in his their language. Blew my mind. I'm looking at these two going, is this bullshit? Like, I felt like pulling out Google Translate to see, wait, are they for real? Is this what's going on? But okay, you know, that's not really the point. The real point where I'm going with this is it had me think, I had one of those moments of, B, what the fuck are you doing with your life? I don't mean being envious, but I can't picture myself. I'm trying to picture myself going to a new location and learning a new language and being fluent in their language. I mean, I guess if you're there, it's do or die. Yeah, I remember being in Haiti for a week. I used to live in San Jose. And over there, when they say bilingual, they mean English and Spanish. So it was really weird for me being Muzungu. No, they don't say Muzungu. Shit. Ah, fuck. I'm blanking on the name. Holy shit. Ah. You know, I was listening to this. You know, memories is like sleep. If you force it, it won't show up. Anyways. All right. I'm not going to Google it. I am not going to go. I'm going to remember my own ways. But where was I going with this? Oh, right. But my point is, I remember being there, but I didn't really pick up Spanish. I was able to understand just a bit, but not speak it at all. And it had me thinking, okay, I've been having conversation with my therapist about this idea. Well, actually, it's not just my therapist, but the idea of moving to a new city and starting all over. I had kind of convinced myself that I'm too old to do that shit. And I'm looking at my friend, and he spent like 2-4 years. I don't know how long, but he'd been there for a while in a foreign country. Well, work sent him there. That does help. But work sent him there in a foreign country. And it was just seeing him speak with that dude from Indonesia. It just had me thinking about whether that's possible, whether that's still possible for someone like me. Go somewhere and come back, like, let's say Germany, God forbid. You know, I've been thinking on going Tel Aviv, West Bank, Palestine. But I guess, I want to be near the action. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. You know what? I got a picture of a map on my wall right now that you can't see. And I feel like throwing a dart at it. Yeah. Talking to, again, same friend from come back from Indonesia reminded me of this white dude that I met, that I had a conversation with. The fact he's white is, it's not really that relevant. But it's more the fact that I think I was coming back from Ottawa. I was in Ottawa, and I was living in San Jose, and I was flew to San Francisco. Anyways, and I was taking a train to my place, and this white dude was sitting next to me, which had a conversation, and homie told me how, this blew my mind, homie told me how he quit his job and moved to Malaysia, and his only skill was bartending. Hustling, right? Bartending, right? That's how he made a living in Malaysia. And I don't know how long he spent there, but the dude was coming back from Malaysia, and that was the conversation. Like, my mind was blown. You did what? And I'm like, what are you going to do from work? I don't know. I'm going to see if I can get my old job back. Dude was so fucking calm about it, man. I don't know. It's more how he had the mindset of, I'll figure it out. Whatever it is, I'll figure it out. I think that's the biggest thing of, when I think of people who travel going to a different state, it's more being able to rely on that part of you that says, I'll handle it. Whatever comes my way, I'll handle it. I got to tell you, that's not my strongest trait. Relying on the part of me that says, I'll handle it. Sometimes I wish. Sometimes, you know, I don't know. Okay, I know I'm sounding envious. I'm trying to stop this. Why don't you suck his dick? I mean, calm down, B. I'm just, my mind is just, I'm just exploring, man. Again, news and random thoughts. This is what you get. All right. Okay. Other thoughts. This one here, I'm going to play it for y'all. Okay. It's a clip that I saw. I didn't have a chance to hear it, but it's more, it's, hold on a second. I did mention about November 4th. Yeah, I did. Okay. It's like running for my sheet. Oh, okay. Why are these things out of order? Okay. Sorry, my notes are out of order. My tabs are out of order. I guess I must have forgot to pop this open. Okay, sorry, gang. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, Mos Def cries in solidarity for Palestine. Here, I haven't heard it, just saw the clip, but so this is new for both of us. So here we go. Oh, no wonder. Oh, man. I put in the wrong link. Oh, I'm so sorry, gang. Hold on a second. Just a sec. Now I got to Google this. Just bear with me as I bang, bang. Okay, so I'm prepared. Here we go. No, I mean. Yeah, okay. YouTube clip of Mos Def crying with Palestine. Lord, I want to join them. Here we go.
Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, destroy the Mujrimin. Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, you will and must be free. Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, from the river to the sea. Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, Ya Philistine, you will and must be free. You will and must be free. You will and must be free. Amen. 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 Salam, human beings. We are not a caravan of despair. Peace.
You know what breaks my heart about this is how, no, it's not what breaks my heart is someone said something, was asked.
In Beirut, Lebanon, we sat down face.
Sorry, but let me close this shit. Who told you to autoplay? Someone was asked the question, hey, why are you, this black dude, he was in a rally for Palestine, free Palestine. And he goes, what does free Palestine mean to you? And free, no, is that what, essentially it was basically, why do you give a fuck? That was the equivalent of the question. And like I said, I'm a fucking human being. I'm a human being. You know what? I'm going to tie it 2 points. That's the same time. All right. I forgot to list in the show notes here, but I'm a human being. Look, I'm no war tactician. I am not, no warmonger. Genocide is genocide. For the people in war, it's a fucking victory. For me, it's a fucking tragedy. Now, I hate the fact, like, I'm past the point of pro-Israel, pro-Hamas, all these labels. Motherfuckers are, like, because videos are leaking about the tragedies going on in Palestine. And, like, I wish we could just call it for what it fucking is. There's a genocide going on. It's terrible. It's like, I've been wondering, thinking about what happens to those, what happens to the property of all these people dying? I get the feeling that there's somewhere in Israel, not in Israel, but somewhere in the world, there's someone staring at a post-invasion, post-war, post-annihilation Palestine map. It's like, hey, we're going to build some condos here. I'm going to build a school here. I'm going to have a blah, 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 blah. And no one's going to get, and no one's giving a fuck about the people died. Man, it's children too, folks. Fucking children. Now, Ta-Nehisi Coates commented on the war. And there's something that he said that I connected with. And he talked about how, yo, what's going on? Okay, I'm paraphrasing. It's better. I'll put the link to the interview, to his quote in the show notes. But I'm paraphrasing. It's how the current war, the current conflict, the current genocide, bombardment by Israel that's happening, help them appreciate, understand what Martin Luther King meant, that violence corrupts the soul. Now, I've always understood, speaking for myself, I've always understood, and it wasn't just because I was Christian, because I was in my Christian days, but I've personally, not a lot of people agreed with it, but I always thought the point to nonviolence by Martin Luther King, it was his way of saying the violence is just a distraction. I'm making a point here. I'm making my case. If you're responding with violence, it says more about you than it does about me. And anyways, something Ta-Nehisi Coates said that made me realize the conflict between Palestine. At the very core, between Palestine and Israel, it's one of those conflicts that would be more effectively resolved if we could get rid of the violence. You know what I mean? Like, imagine, think about it, right? Imagine how divorce are settled, right? Imagine divorce were settled by using violence. If I kick your ass, I get the kids. You kick my ass, you get the kids. You know what I mean? It's like, no, we take people to court. Shit gets negotiated. I'm just saying, imagine if humanity got up to a point in consciousness, where violence was never used to resolve conflict. I mean, again, I'm a dreamer. Welcome to the B-Blacks podcast. And he's a fucking dreamer. And he's not based in reality. I'm going to get high after this. But I'm saying, the thing, I've been thinking a lot about Israel's, right? And the word keeps coming about, like, not just the country, but the word that keeps coming back is the Zionists. They're the bad guys. They're the one who's making us look bad and all that shit. And yeah, it's okay. You know what it is? Okay, my brain is what's going on, folks. I'm looking at the violence. I'm looking at the shit going on. And I'm understanding, the thing with Israel is they're a product of cause and effect. They didn't start out being, hey, we upped it to genocide. No, a lot of shit has happened to them for them to be at this point. And the thing is, let me be clear. It's not, I'm not telling them what they should do, whatever. I'm not saying, oh, because I don't understand, it shouldn't happen. No, I'm saying what's going on is anytime something crazy happens to the world, my brain gets into automatic, try to make sense of the situation. Sometimes I try to rationalize shit that can't be rationalized. That's what's going on. I'm trying to make sense of the situation in a way where I can explain it and probably participate in the peace talk. Hey, hold on a second. Have you thought about, you get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know. It's a coping mechanism. That's everything you're hearing here. I'm not telling you how people should act. It's just me observing, trying to make sense out of everything. But I stick to my point of, we're not going to get there. I think there's too many little fingers involved in that conflict. They're like, yeah, no, fuck that. War is good. Ching-ching. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the background that I don't know about, but one thing I do know for sure is we are full. There's no way well, not within my lifetime, this conflict is going to get to a point where someone decide, two people realize, hey, all right, let's talk this shit out. That's not going to happen. Anyways, I'm just, yeah. And that is my weekly explanation talk about Palestine. You know what? I think, you know, okay, you know what breaks my heart? Okay, just to depress you guys even more, and depress you folks even more, is as I talk a lot about the Palestine-Israeli conflict. And I remember before I felt this way about Ukraine and Russia. Apparently there's more genocide going on in this world. Congo, Sudan. Well, I know those two for a fact, right? But it's not being brought up in the news. I don't know. Sometimes I think that we live in a world where in order for some people to live good, another group has to go through hell. Kind of like the Matrix. It's like a roundup. It's just breaks my heart, folks. It breaks my heart. You know what? It goes to another item on the rundown sheet. I wrote, HSP is a curse. Someone on the highly sensitive person subreddit asked a question. They were talking about how they said, yo, fuck, I just saw, what is it, a squirrel or I don't know, maybe some predator eat its prey, some video like that, and how that was fucking with them. And I was able to relate, like, shit, you know what I mean? I get it. Sometimes I watch nature shows and I wonder, fuck, is it us that's got it all wrong? Like, I watch nature shows and I watch the scene where the predator goes after its prey and it's just cruel about it. Oh, I just saw, what is that they call? The Komodo dragon? Is that what they called? Komodo dragon eat fucking, hold on a second. Komodo dragon. I have to Google shit because I don't trust my Komodo, K-O-M-D-O. Yeah, I just saw a clip of a Komodo dragon walk up on this poor little what do you call that animal? I knew he said squirrel. That squirrel, and baby, like a lamb. I think it was a lamb, or a deer. Something like four legs, and this the deer couldn't walk. I don't know, whatever, man. This motherfucker just walked up slow and all creepy and shit, and swallowed that motherfucker like aspirin. What was the other painkiller? Doesn't matter, but yeah, just swallow that motherfucker, and you hear the little poor animal going, meh, you know what I mean? Like, meh, whatever. The like, oh shit, oh fuck, and this motherfucker just swallowed it whole. And the person, the original post, the OP, was saying, yo, this fucking HSP shit is a curse. I just watched that and my day is all fucked up. And I love how the first person to respond I think this is the silver lining. The first person to respond, or the top responder, was all sympathetic. Was like, yo, it's fucked up that you had to see that. Sorry, blah, 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 blah. And there was no like, yo, man up, sack up, quit being a little bitch. No, it was just like, yo, I hear you, man. And I forget what their advice was. But for me is, yeah, no, being a highly sensitive person fucked with me so much that I ended up having to go to therapy because I was convinced that I was not meant to be in this world. But now I'm starting to consider the possibility that maybe people like us need to be more in position of power. Problem is, that journey to get in position of power, you're going to have to do a lot of, like, you're going to have to tolerate a lot of, like, insensitive shit. Yeah, I don't know. It's that journey to get into that position of power, yeah, it's not going to be easy. Like, I talked about how reaching a point where society is like, yeah, no more using violence to resolve conflict. Unless the conflict you're having with is a stupid motherfucker or the person who is not trying to reach a win-win solution. Yeah, no, I want your entire annihilation and move into your house. Yeah, then I can understand that. Okay, it looks like we're gonna have to do some violence. But yeah, in order to get to a world where we don't use violence to resolve conflict, more sensitive people, sensitive and empathetic people need to be up in position of power. But am I doing it? Not really. Fuck that. I'm barely making it as a team lead. Anyways, yeah, man. I really like that that subreddit. All right, okay. Yeah, you know, okay, all right, so let me play this, let's take a break, okay, yeah, take a break from Palestine, well, we take a break, is, oh, right, okay, so you know what I just did, I just clicked on notification, because I saw one of the notification came up, and someone asked a question, all right, okay, you know what, this is some random news, right, I don't know who these people, oh, is it Joe Smith's wife? Okay, this is just to give, to be a little less serious on the podcast, right? And let me make sure, is Joe Smith, let me make sure Joe Smith is who I think it is. Joe Smith, come on, take that Smith. Yeah, Smith, oh yeah, he is the basketball player. All right, okay, you know what, this is some bullshit. So on the internet, if you're on the internet, you've likely seen some clip that triggers gender wars. Give a reason for men and women to go after each other. Well, you know, a real man would have done this. If she was a real bitch, she'd do that. Whatever. Okay, so today's gender war, and I believe the clip is fake, but it doesn't matter, right? But it's just, that's the in thing on the internet. Joe Smith is a basketball player, and he recently went viral in a video where his wife, video leaking of his wife arguing about the fact that she has an OnlyFans page, and she's like, yo nigga, you broke. I'm paraphrasing, right? Apparently he's not playing anymore, but he's like, nigga man, you should know I'm into expensive lifestyle. I don't depend on your black ass. Anyway, so basically she's saying, yo, I've been a hustler before I married you. What made you think I would stop being a hustler afterwards? And I guess the argument is about how she has an OnlyFans page and she didn't tell him. But, you know, fuck it. It doesn't matter. That's not the I'm just giving you some context that you probably know about. And I'm probably, this is a long ass setup just so I can play this clip. Right. this is what happens when you allow yourself to be distracted on the internet. Right. And here we go. Joe Smith's wife says, the bodies from her adult films says don't count towards her body count. Yo, you know what? This lady knows how to make herself known on the internet. Okay, I was going to play this clip. I'm not going to play it. But the point is, she talks about body count. How old is this woman? She's like, must be in her 20s, right? But it just hit me. Body count, really? It just hit me how I reached the age where I could care less about a body. Like, I think the concept of a body count is like, bullshit, it's useless. What's that? You did a gangbang? 12 niggas? All right, okay, that's good. What? You were, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like, just be happy you're fucking her now. I'm just, I don't know, the concept of, you know what? I gotta bring up that, okay, today, this version of Be Black is like, man, fuck a body count. Who gives a fuck? I don't care about that kind of stuff. But younger me in his 20s, yeah, that. Young, dumb, full of cum, didn't know shit about anything. Yeah, was preoccupied by body counts. I think it was less about the girl, but more about what are my friends gonna say type of shit. You know, I don't miss being young. I mean, I do for the energy, but not for the stupidity. All right, okay. I'm gonna play a clip of someone I don't know from a TV show that I don't watch. But I think it's a clip we're sharing with this audience, right? And if you know, you know. I'll read the I got this from Dr. John Paul, one of the hosts of Black Fat Fam podcast. And he captions, she said what we felt, all right? And it's just, damn, this woman, oh my God. To me, it's... I haven't seen a proper cussed out in a while. And the person's name is New York, and she's going after Amorosa. Amorosa is some black chick who runs with the Republicans, but apparently it doesn't matter. But you know what? All this is for the cussing out. This should be, I might make this into a clip, but here we go.
You just said in front of all these people that you did not want my vote.
Since I already...
Okay, I'm going to back up. Okay. It's better if you watch the video because the person, I guess that's New York, Amorosa, speaking to New York. The look on her face is like, and... But it's like Dracarys. This is what you're about to witness, some Dracarys. This is like Daenerys on her dragon. What's the name of the dragon? Doesn't matter. Burning down King's Landing. Brace yourself. Find a fire extinguisher, all right? Someone's feelings about to get hurt. Here we go.
Vote.
Since I already said that, Omarosa, may I also say that I find you to be a sucking, guzzling Republican.
Oh!
Yo!
And I sleep better at night knowing that you're not in the White House.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, you just said in front of all these people.
I have no context. I don't know. I think this must be one of those reality TV shows. I think she's about to get voted off the island. And this chick is like, I don't give a... I'm going out in a blaze of glory. But for New York, I want to give her this. That shit was beautiful. And give her a... Oh, man, the fellas, man. Holy shit. Wow. Yeah. I feel like Bishop. If you gotta go out, that's how you go out. That motherfucker took her... She took her destiny into her own hands. I don't know. That shit was... I love this clip. And you gotta see the look on New York's face. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. We can only wish we could have that kind of courage. All right, B, come on, move along. Okay, all right, okay. All right, last clip is, you know, maybe I should have gotten some context. But fuck it, you know what? Sometimes I find clip and I look for context afterward. So, what's the context here? Thank you. Somebody in the comment section asked. Hold on a second. See if there's an answer. I'm assuming it's a kink. Hold on a second. Hold on. Where is it? Okay, here. I'm going to see if... Basically, it's here. Let's see if you get some sound here.
Start climbing. Stop moving now.
Okay, what you can't see this, but I'll try to describe the video. Is a bunch of dudes are crawling up a mountain, up a hill, and this other dude is behind them and pulling, dragging them down. Here we go.
Start climbing. Stop moving now. Pulling you back down again.
Pulling you back down again. Right. And this dude is dragging them down.
Stop moving. And I'm gonna pull you down the hill.
Oh, this must be some kind of boot camp.
If you stop moving, you're coming back down the hill.
The dirt. I should be helping you.
Stop moving again.
You know what? We're about to discover this together. Okay, it's called the MDK Project. I have no idea what this is about. But maybe I should first. I should explain why I'm sharing this, right? I saw the clip, and someone wrote in the comment section, in the caption, and said, "Men paying $18,000 to be mentally and physically abused, spirituality fried." And then the person who actually shared it writes, "Motherfuckers will pay $18,000 to be tortured instead of going into therapy." And so now. Before I make any additional joke, let's see if I could find any details about this. Oh, shit, I found it. MDK Project Application to Greatness. Your family deserves the best. Your family deserves the best version of you as a leader, husband, and father. Okay, it's some men. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it is. Yeah, man. Okay. Hold on. Okay, there's a trailer. Ooh.
Gentlemen, welcome to the project. The project is a 75-hour experience. It's for men just like you who know that you're meant for more, who know that you might have areas in your life that you're not performing at your highest level. You know you've got greater potential and there's a higher purpose for you here. The project is not an experience. It's also a process. It's like administering chemotherapy to a cancerous area of the body. And it's going to unearth and expose who you are. The physical challenging that you go through is purpose-driven. Every single evolution is purpose-driven. Every single evolution creates opportunity for four things: to lead, to show emotional discipline, to communicate, and to problem solve. So the project is here for a purpose, to help you become the man you know in your deepest heart that you're meant to be. And all we're gonna do as instructors over the next 75 hours is administer the project. No different than a doctor would administer chemotherapy to a cancerous body part. You have to be able to control your emotions, because the moment you shut down and you let those thoughts come in and the self-talk begins, and the self-talk is never, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Should make me laugh. It's basically, yeah, man, it's turning men into teaching men how to stop being little bitches. Yeah. You know what it is? It's because we don't have any wars to die in, like World War II and one. And so that's what, there's a lot of, there's a sentiment amongst men. And by men, I mean members of the church members of the cult of masculinity, who believe that, yeah, today's version of men are soft, and we don't have any wars, we're turning into bitches, women are taking over the world, and sorry, I just laughed because I was remembering a clip from South Park, who feel like they're not men anymore, and they need an, shit, my brother would love this kind of shit, I bet he signed up for it, but I don't think he's got 18 grand. But, yeah, man, it's like, it you know, what kills me is I have mixed feelings about it, right? The ex-member of the cult of masculinity is like, yeah, of course, a little bitch like you would reject this program. That's what you need. You need to toughen up and shit like that. Yeah. And, while the other part of me that's trying to be the more authentic me is like laughing at this shit. But I ain't paying 18 grand. Oh, man. I mean, I'll go to the gym and shit. But I mean, what the fuck? But one thing's for sure is, yeah. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I won't triple my worth. This is interesting. I'm going to send this to my homegirl because she's into boot camp. Oh, sorry. I'm scrolling through their website. And I won't lie, man. I see the appeal in this shit. Right. Hey, ain't no fat people in this thing? Any fat dudes in this thing? And they don't make it in the program. Yeah, it's, you know, this society kills me, man. There's always, ever since I was a little boy, there's always been a motherfucker willing to sell you on what your ideal version, what the ideal version of you should look like. Well, I mean, pretty much, you know, muscles, bad bitch, and a buddy. Anyways, yeah, man, fellas, go into therapy, man. Go into therapy. Because I've met some of the toughest men out there. I've met some of the toughest men out there and seen them reduced into tears. Now, it's not the fact that they were into tears that's the problem. It's more the fact that they were in denial. Like, they acted like those tears were, like, like they refused to acknowledge that they had a vulnerable part in them. And while they were in that vulnerable state, they wanted to be taken care of. They wanted to have like that sympathetic ear, or basically the equivalent of their mother hugging them. That comfort. They wanted that comfort. But when it's other people who are in pain, they're like, you could be a little bitch. You need to join the project, okay? Stop being a little bitch. I mean, you know, I just. My colère envers les hommes était d'or. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's it, guys. That's it for a rundown sheet. Shit, I went too long. Doesn't matter, B. It's your podcast. All right. Okay. I think let me just confirm that's it. In the other links section, I got, yeah, okay, a thread on In My Lifetime, Volume 1 that I didn't read. Okay, I put a little moment of positivity. A Muslim man thanks Orthodox Jew for supporting Palestine. And it's a beautiful moment. Just watching him, he shows them affection, and seeing them smile, the Orthodox Jews smile. Just, I needed to see that shit. What's this one here? Yes, I called for a ceasefire. That's not an endorsement of Hamas. Exactly, man. All of us yelling ceasefire. It's just like, yo, stop fucking killing kids. Oh, Mark Lamont Hill talked about that. Yeah. Sorry. All right, okay. All right, let's jump to news and final thoughts and let you get the fuck out of here, all right? Okay, thank you. All right, peace. I mean, I'll be back. I'm just still thinking about that awful sandwich I just ate. Before I get into final thoughts, I feel the need to share this clip. Shout out to the sister for, man, shout out to people who bring comedy into my life. She makes a point. I got this on Reddit. Okay, here we go. I should share this with my therapist. Okay, here we go. Content creator's name is, you know what? I'll wait for it to enlarge this before I can tell you.
Therapist gave me advice and I did the opposite. Mm-hmm. But I have to do that because if I don't do that, she's out of a job. You know what I mean? If I always listen to her, it's like we have nothing to talk about. I have to bring the spice. I have to do something. I'm keeping her afloat. You know what I mean? I'm helping her pay the bills. You're welcome.
I never change. And this brings me to what's up with today's title. I'll tell you what, okay, it's not that deep. It's really not that deep. I think I just challenged myself. I said, okay, yo, this is going to be the theme. What are you going to do with it, B-Black? And, yeah, so needed money for Atari is a verse from a track by Jay-Z called Never Change. Never Change is on the Blueprint album. Oh, yeah, the Blueprint album. And, you know, it's funny. I know some of you are thinking, huh, how come you didn't pick a track from his In My Lifetime album? Well, what's interesting is I nearly was. I can't remember. There was a conversation that happened between me and my therapist, and I was thinking about that line by Jay-Z from his track Imaginary Prayer that goes, I hate all women. Hold on. See, how he goes, Imaginary Prayer. Hold on. I hate all women. Fuck that. Hold on a second. Imaginary player. Okay. The line goes. I thought it was like, it was a sentiment for me when I was in my 30s. It goes, I'm in the wrong song. I'm in the wrong track. Okay, Imaginary Prayer is the one that goes, 30 to 4 G's, cocksuckers, beat it. All right, no, that's the wrong song. No, wait a minute. Yeah, hold on, make sure, is this Imaginary Prayer is which song again? No money, I spit the hottest. Yeah, wrong song, okay. All right, the song I'm looking for is called Lucky Me, Jesus Christ. Right. Okay, he goes, I hate all girls with ulterior motives. Oh my God, that used to be my motto. I hate all girls with ulterior motives. That's why I'm 20 years old, no sons or no daughters. To me, it was a big deal for me because fast forward to now when Jay-Z's married to Beyonce and he's got a daughter, Blue Ivy. And I think what I liked about Jay-Z or the symbol, what he represents, because I don't know him personally, so I got to be careful with my wording here. So is how I loved how his motto or his brand was all about growth, changing. And what's wild is I remember sticking to that line. 20 years plus, no daughter. I'm like, yeah, all right. That's why I ain't getting married myself. Because I had my own issues. Series of bad relationship had me convinced that I suck at relationships. So I stopped getting into relationship. Factor in, they're surrounded by parents, family members saying, how come you ain't got no kids? And I have no way of explaining, you know, well, I don't feel I would do a good thing. You know, I remember hearing that line and thinking, yo, that's what I'm about. Hate all women, all girls, ulterior motives. And something in therapy, I think we were digging into that part of me that's like, fuck relationship, relationship for the birds. If I want to get laid, I'll pay for it. Fuck connection. Right? And the whole love being single. And we were digging into that, and it just had me thinking of that verse, and then I'm like, wait, fucking Jay-Z, you fucking traitor. Look at you all married and shit. But I'm like, he's probably like, what are you doing copying my lyrics? Like, I'm sure he, okay, I choose to believe, maybe whatever, right, in my version of reality, I choose to believe that he meant that shit. That he believed that, yo, fuck that. Falling in love is for suckers. And I'll look at him. Who knows? You know what? I'm one of those people who believe that that marriage between him and Beyonce is fake. Kind of like the same way marriage between a royal couple. It's all about alliances. It's all about symbolically. But it doesn't matter. That's not more. But my point is, he chooses to project the image of being the married man. Something that old version of him wouldn't have done. And the title of today's episode nearly was around that. Then I was driving, and Lucky and Never Change came on and had me thinking about my session in therapy. And then the verse, I needed money for Atari. And the whole time I'm driving, I'm like, fuck that. I want to make that a title for today's episode. Make it work. I like how I do that. Like, it's like I'm in my mind, I'm the CEO. In my mind, there's a CEO portion saying, hey, all right, I need you to make put a chick in it. Put a chicken in it and make her gay. I want you to make that the title of today's episode and make it work. I'm like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Put a chicken in it and make her gay. I don't believe I'm saying that. Okay, I'm not that woke, guys. It's actually a line from South Park. And I haven't laughed at a South Park episode in a while. I don't know. Put a chicken in it, make her gay is like making me laugh. Anyways, I'm just calm down the fact that I saw the episode of South Park. What's it called? Something about Panderverse. Whatever, man. It's look up South Park. But that's not my point. I'm saying sometimes I'll drive and I like these moments as I'll listen to a rap verse and I'm like, yo, make that the fucking title. Make it work. And I'll be, but why? How's it going to tie into the theme? And so I don't give a fuck. Make it work. So that's what I'm doing right now. Anyways, where was I going with? Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. This will give me some street creds with Jay-Z fans. All right. Yeah. So I made that the title. Needed money for Atari just because it sounded like a cool verse. But also link it to this concept of never changing. It sort of goes back to what I was saying about people who are stuck on the old days. I'm thinking of a few friends that I have that I haven't talked to in a while, but based on what I knew from, based on our old relationship, assuming they haven't changed, if we met up, all we would do is talk about the good old days. But what sucks is the only thing when we talk about good old days, we just meet high school. So I don't know if they're still the same. I just remember the last time we chatted, that's all they want to talk about. And the thing is, there's so many angles about this. Okay, first angle about change is how on the last episode I talked about how I don't believe people can change. People do change. And which is kind of weird because this whole podcast is all about growth. With that said, I'm thinking about the part of me that I can't that I want to change, but I won't. But I don't believe I can change. Maybe my perception of relationships. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm also thinking about when I think about Never Change, the track Never Change, is how there was a portion in our time, in my time, growing up, where never changing was a good thing. It was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm always be a badass. I'm always be like out hustling. Yeah. So it here is, I'm always going to be a drug dealer. Like, Maybe the on the outside things will change, but your core stays the same. You know what? I'm also thinking about how growing up Christian, this notion that God never changes, which is was a beautiful concept, but then I'm like, I don't know if God could be great if this motherfucking doesn't change with time. Like, I can understand back in the days he was all about, you know, murdering motherfuckers on the Sabbath. But you do that shit now, I'm like, that makes you a savage. You know what I mean? That's why I got away from trusting old texts to resolve problems in the new days, in today's day. Change. I want to talk about, you know, in a way I'm kind of preaching about the cuts. No, I'm not preaching. I'm exploring the notion of change. How there was a period of time in my childhood, growing up, in my youth, where never changing was a good thing. And I'm trying to think of the age I was when I finally realized that the person who can't change ain't shit. Fuck, I'm thinking of, what's his name? Life Jennings. He's got a song called Never Neverland. And I guess he's just talking about dudes who refuse to grow up. down on one knee, praying for the new Porsche while she's walking out the door. Yeah. You know what? I actually like, I'm not mad on how I've changed. Sure, there are areas in me where I've changed for the best, and there are areas where, I don't know if I'll say the worst, but they weren't for the best. Again, that's what therapy's for. I get that. I'm thinking about the friend that I met up not too long ago from, you know, childhood friend. We're pretty much childhood friends, right? And we were catching up, and I caught myself avoiding saying shit. Oh, back in the day. Like, okay, back before he didn't drink, that he was drinking. Yeah, he was drinking. And I didn't bring it up. I just accepted it as, fuck it. It's, I'm growing up. Things change. It's, him drinking is not a failure. It's just, yo, fuck, I thought one way, now I think this way. So I avoid, old me would have been all over, would have made a big joke about it. Oh my God, oh shit, it's the end of the world, look at you. Okay, but I did comment on the fact that we both showed up late, and how back in the days that, but okay, we both showed up late, but we gave each other a warning about being late. But in the old days, it was, there was never a good reason to be late. We were all about, tired of that stereotype of black people being always late. So fuck it, we want to make punctuality a thing, not knowing that punctuality is not my thing. Like, I've had a friend who took offense to you showing up late. And nah, instead of stressing myself out, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. That, yeah, okay. If punctuality is a thing for you, then we're better off not being friends. I mean, you know, maybe associate. I'll show up on time for a job, but need you to know that showing up on time is a lot of work for me, man. Change, focus, think back about change, never change. Yeah. Jay-Z also has a line. He goes, he's talking about how he's driving with this girl with his do-rag, and his girl's like, the woman is like telling him, hey, Jay-Z, take your do-rag off. And then he does a U-turn, drops the girl back off at the club and says, thug life to the end, tell a friend, bitch. Look, I guess I'm trying to say, I mean, you know what suck? Okay, change for the worse. I thought about this. I'm worried that there's a future version of me that's going to listen to this podcast and hate my pro-Palestine stance. Or, I don't know. You know, I guess I can't worry about that kind of shit right now, right? Okay, I'm going through a change right now that is shocking a lot of people in my life. Not shocking, it's confusing, bothering people in my life. Family members. They think I've changed for the worse because I've backed away from a lot of family members. But what they don't realize is I've just gotten to a point where I've realized that my mental health is fragile. And I have to back away and basically my commitment is my mental health over everything. So if it means cutting off relationship, then so be it. And the thing is, like, if someone did that to me, it's like, yo, they broke away. Like, it's happened to me before that people that I was close with or we hung out with, and all of a sudden they go silence on me. I won't use the word ghosting. It was more, the connection wasn't there anymore. And I remember taking it personally. And now I'm realizing it's like, yo, they're not alive for my feelings. Everyone needs to do what's good for themselves. And I don't mean like in a selfish, like, I'm on the life direction front, but I mean, I'm in the category of human being that needs to be very careful about their mental health or else they'll lose it. Pretty much it. That's what I'm trying to say, right? It's fucking fragile. I just realized it and I recognize that. So that's a change for me. If you notice, if you're one of those people out there going, what the fuck's up with B Black? Just know he's doing everything he needs to do to protect his mental health. And if you're really a friend, you'll recognize, you'll acknowledge that, you'll accept that, you'll let that be. I don't know what else to say. I never change. This is Jay every day. Yeah. I guess, yeah, this is an older track. You know, another thing I love about the Blueprint is how after Jay-Z came out with Blueprint 3, and Jay-Z was clear, he goes, yo, that drug talk is done. I don't rap about selling drugs anymore, except on American Gangster, but that's only because it was part of the soundtrack. But that version of Jay-Z that rapped about drugs, he doesn't do that anymore. Like, growth I respected Jay-Z for doing that. Look at me, eh? Right? Speaking of change, high school version of me would be like, what the fuck are you doing dick riding Jay-Z? What else happens after Pac died? Anyways, okay. Two things I think Jay-Z got on my radar when him and Nas made peace. Because they used to beef with each other, right? And then they decided to make a big deal out of, like, squashing the beef. And I thought it was the most mature shit these black men could have done. And, like, there was an admiration from there they became, especially Jay-Z, the examples of maturity. Now, here's the thing about maturity. Jay-Z's version of maturity is a lot different from my version of maturity, which is okay. I mean, sure, it would be good to have some more money in my account, but part of my journey into maturity is getting to know the real me and letting the real me make decisions, like being on this podcast every Sunday. Yeah, that's all I got to say, man. I don't have any real concrete thought about their change, just the track stuck in my mind, and plus it was an excuse to read that third verse out loud, which is kind of deep. So with that said, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. How old were you really? Yeah, okay. And I got to probably just a heads up that there won't be any episode next Wednesday. Hold on a second. There won't be any episodes next Wednesday. Yeah, I know. You guys are disappointed, but you know, but I got a lot of past episodes you could come back to. But there will be one on. I'll get back to the schedule on Sunday, next Sunday. Now, the reason why there was not an episode on Wednesday is because I'm going to see Roy Wood Jr. Now, unless I come home early, it's very rare. Unless I was thinking of recording on Thursday. Doesn't matter. But yeah, there won't be any episode on Wednesday unless something tragic happens. I deeply need to record something. But for the most part, please do not expect an episode on Wednesday. And if you don't see that episode on Wednesday, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, don't assume that B Black gave up on podcasts. No, I'm just giving you a heads up. No episode this Wednesday. So with this said, this with that said, this concludes today's episode. You can holler at me, because I'm all about feedback. Nah, that's true. I'm starting to be about feedback. But if you need to holler at me, you can find me on these Twitter streets at with the handle at bblizzak or at Shut Up Podcast. You can also find me on TikTok. Username is b.black. But if you really want to find me at home on my home page. On my homepage, shutuppodcast.com. What? Shutuppodcast.com. Say that one last time for the people in the back. Shutuppodcast.com. That's the website. You can find all the show notes there. And email address is shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Now, on the website, on the front page, there's an RSS feed. You could use that RSS feed to subscribe to the podcast or go to Google, Apple, and Amazon Podcast. Bon, les amis, thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. I'm going to say that in French. Soyez gentil avec votre podcast favori. Okay? Peace.